Good evening, everyone.
大家晚上好。
I'm very happy to be with you here tonight on this occasion.
非常高兴在这大会能够与大家同在。
You must have heard of the difficulty I had trying to get here from Michigan.
当然，从密西根州来到这里，的确出了一些的难题。
I will tell you exactly what happened.
我现在就详细的告诉你们。
I looked at my ticket.
我看了我的机票。
And I was supposed to fly from Detroit to Minneapolis.
从 Detroit 到 Minneapolis.
Minneapolis to Vancouver.
然后又从 Minneapolis 到 Vancouver.
And Vancouver to Hong Kong.
Vancouver
Hong Kong to Kuala Lumpur.
香港到吉隆坡。
When I looked at the ticket,
当我看机票的时候，
my flight from Vancouver to Hong Kong,
就是 Vancouver 到这个香港的航程，
was to leave at 100.
是要在一点的时候。
Now I thought 100 was 10 o'clock in the morning.
那100看起来好像是十点早上。
I was told 100 is 1 o'clock.
但是没想到100却是代表一点。
So when I got to Vancouver,
所以到了 Vancouver,
at about 11:30,
大概是十一点半。
I thought my flight was leaving at 10 o'clock the next morning.
我以为是明天早上十点的班机。
So I went to a local hotel and spent the night.
我就住进了旅馆，在旅馆睡了一觉。
To get some rest.
要休息。
So I came to the airport early in the morning.
早上的时候来到机场。
And started looking for Cathay Pacific, whatever the flight was.
国泰航班找啊找的。
And I couldn't find it.
找不到。
So I asked some people, where are the people who work for Cathay Pacific?
我就问国泰航班的这些工作人员在哪。
Because I'm looking for this flight.
因为我在找这班机。
And one of the workers in the airport,
其中一个工作人员说，
looked at my ticket.
他看了我机票。
And said, your flight left at 1 o'clock this morning.
他说你的飞机在今天凌晨一点飞了。
So I was very, very sad.
我感到非常伤心。
So I immediately began to pray.
开始祷告。
And I said, Lord,
我说主啊，
I made an honest mistake.
我当然是犯了一个错。
I thought 1 o'clock would be 010.
我以为100是代表0100的这个国际时间。
So finally, someone came to the Cathay Pacific help desk.
后来看到这个国泰的航班有一个工作人员来到这个柜台。
And I explained my problem to him.
我就把这个问题向他解释。
And he said, okay, let's see what we can do.
他说好，让我想想怎样可以帮你。
So after several minutes,
过了几分钟，
he came back to me and he said,
他说，
we have put you on another flight.
我们把你放在下一个航班。
It leaves at 1 o'clock the next morning.
就是明天凌晨一点。
He said, we won't charge you any fee, any penalty.
当然我们也不会另外再加额外的费用。
Because we realized you made an honest mistake.
因为我们晓得你真的是诚实的犯了一个错误。
He said, why would you spend the night in a hotel?
为什么你当然不会花这些钱去一间旅馆住。
If you had not made an honest mistake.
如果你不是真的犯了一个真
实的错误。So I thank you very much.
谢谢你。
Went back to the hotel.
回到旅店。
Slept until about 11 o'clock.
又再睡了一晚。
Got into a taxi, came back to the airport.
那坐搭了的是回到机场。
And got my second 1 o'clock flight.
我坐了我第二个凌晨一点的班机。
14 hours to Hong Kong, 3 hours to Kuala Lumpur, and here I am.
14个小时到香港，3小时到吉隆坡，现在我就在此。
All I can say is God is good.
我只能够说上帝是美善的。
And I thank him for bringing me here.
我也感谢上帝把我带来这里。
My thanks to whomever spoke in my place last night, if anyone did.
Again.
If anyone spoke for me last night.
如果昨天晚上有人代替我讲道。
God bless that person.
愿上帝赐福你。
And whoever spoke for me early this afternoon, God bless him or her.
今天早上的时候你为我讲了，谢谢。
But tonight, let's get right into the message.
今天晚上让我们就进入我们的正题。
Before we pray, there are 3 things I want you to do for me.
祷告的时候，我愿意大家做3件事情。
One.
首先。
If you have a cell phone.
如果你有手机。
I want you to turn it off.
我要把，请你把它关掉。
Don't put it on vibrate.
也不要把它放成这个震音。
I want it turned off.
把它关掉。
Do that now.
请你现在就这样做。
Because I don't want to hear it ring during the message.
当然，我不要在信息的时候看到这个铃声在响。
I am a very nice man.
我是一个好先生。
But when I'm in the house of God,
但是当我来到上帝的面前
，doing His work,
在做他的工作
，I don't believe we should help the devil.
我相信我们不要帮助撒旦。
With all respect for you as my brothers and sisters.
当然，我尊敬你我都为主内弟兄姐妹。
If you have a cell phone,
如果你有手机
，turn it off completely.
请把它完全的关掉。
If you put it on vibrate,
如果你把它变成震动
，it will disturb you.
它会影响你。
And when you look quietly to see who's calling.
当你看谁在打给你的时候
，The person next to you will also look to see what you're looking at.
你的左，你旁边的人也会再注意看。
That's the way we are.
我们就是这样子的。
So turn them off.
请把它关掉。
Is every cell phone turned off completely?
所有的手机都要关掉。
Favor number two.
第二个是什么
？While we're speaking,
我们在说的时候
，Pray for us.
为我们祷告。
Here's how you do it.
你可以这样做。
Don't stand up, don't kneel, just stay where you are.
不用站起来，也不用跪下。
And say in your heart.
在你心中这样默祷。
Lord,
主啊。
In the name of Jesus.
奉主耶稣的名。
Put your words in their mouths.
把你的话放在我们的口中。
I want you to say that prayer.
我要你这样的祷告。
From time to time, as we deliver the message.
在我们祷告的时候，时不时这样说。
I am not Jesus. He's not Jesus.
我不是耶稣，他也不是耶稣。
Only Jesus Christ ever preached perfect sermons.
唯有耶稣基督只能够讲一个完全的。
We are flesh.
我们只是肉身。
And we need help.
我们需要帮助。
If you pray,
在祷告的时候
，God will hear you.
上帝会垂听。
So from time to time,
所以时不时的
all during the message,
在我们的信息之中
say in your heart,
在你心中
Lord, for Christ's sake,
说主啊
put your words in that man's mouth.
愿你把你的话高在他们的口中。
And favor number three,
第三个事情
I want you to think.
我要你思考。
Come on, say amen.
Amen.
I want you to think.
我要你思考。
If you don't think,
如果你不思考
the Holy Spirit will not bless your mind.
圣灵不会赐福你。
It is in the act of honest thinking.
也只有在我们真诚的思考的时候
that the Holy Ghost,
圣灵啊
can enlighten your understanding.
能够打开我们的心窍。
Do not depend on me and my brother.
也不要靠我或者我的弟兄
to tell you what's right and wrong.
告诉你什么是对，什么
是错。As we preach God's word,
当我们宣讲上帝的话
，Please think.
请你思考。
Is that okay with you?
大家同意吗
？So you've turned off your cell phones.
把手机关掉。
You'll pray for us.
为我们祷告。
And you will.
然后
think.
你会思考。
Let's pray now.
让我们一起祷告。
Our loving Father in heaven, thank you for this moment.
我们在天上父，感谢这个时刻。
Send us your Holy Spirit.
请你把圣灵降下。
To enlighten our understanding.
使我们能够通达。
Give us an honest heart.
也给我们诚恳的心。
To receive the truth.
来领受你的真
理。And to make the changes in our lives.
也帮助我们改变。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
奉主耶稣的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
While you pray, also ask God to keep my voice strong.
希望你祷告时候也记得我的声量保持。
I was in Uganda during a 2-week revival.
我在乌干达做这个两个星期的奋信营
，preaching twice a day, every day.
每天两次的正道。
I got back to the United States on May the 27th.
回到美国的时候是五月二十七号。
And they worked me very hard in Uganda. Didn't get much rest.
我们在乌干达的时候，就是他们让我。
And I had begun to feel it right here.
让我没有时间休息，现在我感觉到一点。
So you ask the Lord to keep the voice strong.
求主帮助我能够有声音。
And he will do that.
他会这样做。
How many of you are glad to be here this weekend? Can I see your hands?
多少人，你高兴在这里了
？Hands down. I notice when I speak, you understand what I say before he speaks. How many of you understand English? Can I see your hands? You understand English. Hands down. Which one of you does not understand English? Can I see your hands?
有多少人是听中文的
？Okay, I'm wondering why he's here with me.If you all, but that's fine. The Lord knows best. Maybe as your recording goes all over the world, it needs to be listened to by people who cannot understand English. Well, God will bless us. Let us go to our text for this weekend. Where is it found? Romans 1, verse. Romans 13, verse 12.
我们的中心章节你们都记得了，就是在罗马书第十三章十二节。
Who wrote the book of Romans? Paul, yes.
保罗是作者。
Romans 13, verse 12.
罗马书十三章十二节。
The Bible says,
圣经说
You're still looking for Romans 13, verse 12. Adventists should be able to find the books of the Bible very quickly. Am I right? Come on, say yes. Adventists used to be called the people of the book.
我们复灵信徒一直以来都被称为圣经的这个 有圣经知识的人。
Have you found Romans 13, 12 yet?
找到了罗马书十三章十二节吗？
The night is far past.
这里说黑夜已深。
The day is at hand.
白昼将近。
Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness.
我们就当脱去暗昧的行为。
And put on the armor of light.
带上光明的兵器。
Let us walk honestly as in the day.
行事为人要端正。
Not in rioting or drunkenness.
好像行在白昼，不可荒宴醉酒。
Not in chambering and wantonness.
不可好色邪荡。
Not in strife and envying.
不可争竞嫉妒。
But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ.
总要披戴主耶稣基督。
Making not provision for the flesh.
不要为肉体安排去放纵。
To fulfill the lust thereof.
去放纵私意。
Now what Paul is saying.
保罗在这里所说的。
Since the day is at hand.
既然这个黑夜已深，白昼将近。
In other words, if you found out tonight.
换句话说，如果今天晚上你发现。
That tomorrow morning at 6.
你发现了明天早上六点。
A tsunami would come through this place.
一个海啸会来的话。
There are certain things you would begin to do now.
当然你会在现在做某些事情。
You may leave the meeting early.
你可能会早一点离开大会。
Get into your car.
进入你的车子。
And drive to high ground.
就开始驾车。
You would begin to take action.
你会开始有行动。
And Paul is saying,
保罗就在这里说，
If you know the day is at hand,
如果你知道时已经要到，
And since you chose that as your theme,
而既然你选择这个为你的大会主题，
You must believe in your heart,
你要在心里深信，
That the day is at hand,
就是日子已经到了。
What day is that?
那是什么日子呢？
The second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ,
耶稣的再来。
And before that happens,
在这个还没来临的时候，
the time of trouble,
这个逼迫的时期，
and all the events that must take place,
以及在周围所要发生的事情，
just before Jesus Christ comes back,
耶稣还没来临之前。
And so Paul says,
所以保罗这样说，
since you know,
既然你知道，
the day is at hand,
这个时候将到，
it is close,
已经很靠近。
So don't spend your time,
所以不要花费你的时间，
in rioting and drunkenness,
在这些荒宴醉酒上。
Don't spend your time,
不要花费你的时间。
In chambering and wantonness,
在好色邪荡上。
Don't spend your time,
也不要花费你的时间。
In strife and envying,
在争竞嫉妒间。
That's what Paul tells us not to do.
保罗这样的劝勉我们不要
再做。 Then he tells us what to do,
然后告诉我们应该做什么。
In order to prepare,
要做好准备的话。
To be ready,
要做好准备的话，
to meet this day,
要准备了这个日子来到，
and to meet Jesus Christ,
来迎接主耶稣。
But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ,
总要披戴主耶稣基督。
Making not provision for the flesh,
不要为肉体安排去放纵事。
In other words, put on Jesus Christ,
换句话说要披戴主耶稣基督。
As he tells us at the end of verse 12, put on the armor of light,
就好像在十二节说带上光明的兵器。
Cast off the works of darkness.
要把所有暗昧的行为脱去。
And he gives us three examples of the works of darkness.
然后就再给我们三个这样的例子。
Or actually six examples.
六个其实。
Rioting, drunkenness.
就是在这个宴荒宴醉酒。
Chambering, wantonness. We're in verse 13.
好色邪荡。
Strife, envying.
争竞嫉妒。
And those are only some of the things we need to get rid of.
这只不过是一些我们需要脱掉的东西。
As we see the day approaching,
当我们看到日子已经近了。
Now many of you are young people.
我们看到众多的年轻人。
You may think I have my whole life ahead of me.
我想你们在想我这一生还这么长。
Now that's true and not true.
这是对的，也是不对的。
Young people die every day.
每一天都有年轻人死去。
Death does not respect your age.
死亡并不是要看年龄的。
It is natural to think.
当然，我们很自然会想到。
That at 13, 14, 15.
十三、十四、十五岁的时候。
Or 20 and 21.
或者二十岁左右。
That you go through life from day to day.
你就是每一天的这样过活。
Believing.
相信。
That I have 60 more years to live.
我有六十年的长命的。
No, you don't. You don't.
不是的。
You just have today to live.
你只有今天。
Now, why am I saying that? Because what Paul writes in Romans
13:12-14,
it applies to everyone of every age who understands right and wrong. So Paul is saying to anyone in this building, who is 60 or 70, put off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. And Paul says to every teenager in this building,
保罗也向这里大会所有的年轻人说,
cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. This is a youth conference. It is a youth camp. So while I may focus on the young, the truth applies to everyone of every age. But there's something I want to stress tonight that I want you to consider. Since the day is close, I want you to have a made-up mind. I want you to make decisions. Decisions that are so strong that the only power in the universe that can turn you from that decision is God Himself. Let me say that again. I want every young person in this building and every old person and all those in between to make decisions before leaving this place tonight. And I want you to make a decision that is so strong that the only power in the universe that can change your mind is the power of God. Let us look at some examples of a strong decision. Let's go to Genesis chapter 12, chapter 14.
创世纪14章,
Genesis chapter 14.
创世纪14章,
we shall read from verse 21.
从第21节开始,
in this chapter,
在这一章里头,
Lot has been captured by some enemies.
罗德被敌人抓去,
Lot was the nephew of Abraham. Abraham assembles an army together. And he goes off to rescue Lot. He succeeds in that mission. He brings Lot back and all the goods and all the captives. Now in verse 21, the Bible says, and the king of Sodom said unto Abram, give me the persons and keep the goods to thyself. When Abraham came back victorious, the king of Sodom, because he had been defeated, he came to Abraham, listen carefully, and he said, listen, Abraham,
他说, 亚伯兰你听清楚,
I realize you won the battle. So I am in no position to demand anything from you. I am just asking you,
我只是这样的说,
please,
请你,
give me the persons,
给我这些人口,
give me back the people who were taken from Sodom. And you keep all the goods to yourself. Keep the gold, keep the silver, keep the expensive garments. Now Abraham had the right to keep all the goods and the people. But listen to what Abraham said to the king of Sodom. Reading from verse 22 of Genesis 14. And Abraham said to the king of Sodom,
亚伯兰对所多玛王说,
I have lifted up my hand unto the Lord,
我已经向天地的主, 至高的耶和华起誓,
the Most High God,
就是至高的上帝,
the possessor of heaven and earth,
就是这个天地的主,
that I will not take from a thread,
就是凡事的东西, 就是一根线一根线,
even to a shoe latchet,
就是一根线一根线的,
and I will not take anything that is thine,
免得任何东西我都不拿,
lest thou should say,
免得你说,
I have made Abram rich. What was Abraham saying?
亚伯兰说什么?
Abraham is letting the king of Sodom know.
亚伯兰让所多玛王知道,
I made a decision.
我做了一个决定,
I made up my mind.
我已经立志,
in the presence of the living God.
在这个永活的神面前,
that I will not take.
我不会拿
anything from you,
任何你的东西,
everything I have brought back,
任何我所带回来的东西,
you may have,
你现在可以拿回去,
my mind is made up,
我已经做好了这个样子决定,
even as I see all the gold and the silver,
就算我看到这些金银财宝,
and all the prisoners whom I can keep as my servants,
所有的人口, 我可以把它当成自己的仆人的话,
Abraham said, I will take nothing,
亚伯兰说我任何东西都不拿,
because I swore to God,
因为我向上帝起誓,
I made up my mind,
我已经做了这样的决定,
that I will not do it,
我不会这样做。
Now when Abraham made this decision,
当亚伯兰做了这样的决定,
he had not yet gone to war,
他还没有打仗。
It was easy for him to make that decision,
他当然没打仗之前可以这样做这样的决定,
before all the gold and the silver and all the slaves were in his presence.
还没有金银财宝仆人都到他身上的时候,
but even when he saw all the possessions, all the goods,
甚至他看到这所有的东西的时候,
Abraham's decision was so strong,
亚伯兰的力, 他的这个决定还是一样的有力,
that he did not waver.
他并没有动摇,
he did not change.
他并没有改变,
you and I need to make a decision,
你和我也要做决定,
about how faithfully,
就是我们如何的忠心,
how seriously,
如何的诚恳,
we will follow Jesus Christ,
要跟从主耶稣,
because we know,
因为我们晓得,
according to our theme,
根据我们的主题,
that the day of God is at hand,
那就是白昼将近,
and God needs young men and young women,
上帝需要青年男女们,
whose minds are so made up,
是那些已经做好决定的,
to put off rioting and drunkenness,
把荒宴醉酒丢掉,
and all the other pleasures of this world,
把所有其他世俗的享乐,
Jesus Christ needs young men and women,
耶稣基督需要青年男女们,
who will commit themselves,
能够献身,
with all their heart,
能够完全的献身,
to put on Jesus Christ,
能够披戴主耶稣基督,
to put on the armor of light,
能够放上, 能够穿上光明的兵器,
young men and young women,
青年男女们,
whose minds will be so made up,
他们的心思已经立下,
that nothing the devil brings before their eyes,
使到任何魔鬼所带来的东西,
will change their minds,
都不能够改变他们,
not high positions,
不是所有的高位,
not big salaries,
不是所有的高薪,
or whatever else Satan may bring to tempt us from a full commitment to God.
魔鬼所带来任何的试探都不能够阻挡你,
as they see the day approaching,
当你看到日子已经近了,
they will give to God,
你会献上给上帝,
a mind that is made up,
一个做好决定的信心。
There are too many Seventh-day Adventists,
今天很多的复灵信徒,
young and old,
无论是老少,
they're faithful today,
他们忠心今天,
unfaithful tomorrow,
明天就不忠心了,
they're faithful the next day,
他们忠心明天,
unfaithful tomorrow,
在下一天又不忠心,
faithful on Sabbath,
在安息日忠心,
unfaithful the other 6 days of the week,
其他六天不忠心。
God needs consistency,
上帝需要的就是能够有持续的。
Many of you are in college,
很多的在大学。
How many of you are in college?
有多少人在大学念书?
Or high school?
或者在中学。
You have plans,
你都有,
if you're in high school,
如果你在高中,
to go to college,
要去到大学,
and from college,
从大学,
to medical school,
要去到医学院,
or dental school,
或者是牙医,
or law school,
或者是到法律系,
or some other such school,
或者其他的学,
you have this plan in your mind,
你已经有这个计划,
and you have laid out a path,
你已经把这前面的道路准备,
I need a certain quality of grades,
我要准备好, 当然要好成绩,
in order to get into certain kind of college,
才能够进入某个学府,
and I need a certain level of performance,
我也要得到一个某等的成绩,
in that college,
在这个学府中,
in order to get to certain kind of medical school,
又才能够进到医学院,
it is in your mind,
这全部在脑海,
and if anything happens,
无论任何事情发生,
to knock you off that path,
你都不会改变,
you're probably depressed,
可能你有时受到压力,
suicidal,
甚至有自杀的迹象,
because you see the end of your dream,
因为你看到你的这个理想就快破灭。
Now God says to us,
但是上帝告诉我,
I want that same kind of thinking,
我要看到就是你要实现理想的
When it comes to my work,
当你来到我的话
I want you to have a plan.
你要有一个计划
Which of your friends will you baptize in the year 2008 or 2009?
2008, 2009, 你有打算有任何的朋友要受洗吗
What plan have you made to understand Daniel and Revelation?
当你启示录的预言你有准备要接受
What plan have you made to get rid of some bad habits?
你有准备要把一些的坏习惯错掉吗
Is your mind as made up?
你的心思已经做好了
To get ready for the coming of Jesus Christ
准备好迎接主耶稣吗
As it is to get ready academically and professionally
或者是你这在学府上其他的专业上的同样的心思的决定
The night is far spent
这个黑夜已经过
了 The day is at hand
白昼将近
And it is much closer than you and I suspect
而你和我今天也越来越靠近这一日子了
Let's look at another example of a mind that's made up.
让我们再看看下一个如何看到心是决定的例子。
Genesis 11.
在创世纪十一章。
Reading from verse 1.
从第一节开始。
Genesis chapter 11.
创世纪第十一章。
Reading from verse 1.
第一节开始。
Do we have Genesis 11? We're going from 14 to 11.
创世纪十一章。
Now we're in chapter 11.
第十一章。
Bible says, and the whole earth was in one language and one speech.
那是天下人的口音言语都是一样。
And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east,
他们往东边迁移的时候
that they found a plain in the land of Shinar and they dwelt there.
在示拿地遇见一片平原就住在那里。
And they said one to another,
他们彼此商量说
Go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly.
来吧，我们要做砖，把砖烧透了。
And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar.
他们就拿砖当石头，又拿石器当灰泥。
And they said, "Go to, let us make us a city and a tower."
他们说，来吧，我们要建造一座城和一座塔。
Whose top may reach unto heaven?
塔顶通天。
And let us make us a name.
为要传扬我们的名。
Lest we be scattered abroad.
免得我们分散在全地上。
Upon the face of the whole earth.
就分散在全地上。
Now they had made up their minds.
他们已经下定决心。
To build a city.
要建一座城。
That would protect them from any other flood.
使到他们不会再受到任何洪水的侵犯。
Let us make brick.
我们要做砖。
Let us make a city.
我们要做这城。
They made up their minds.
他们已经下定决心。
Because they were expecting.
因为他们在
想到。That another flood might come.
一个洪水会再来侵犯。
They were expecting
他们在看到
another day of the Lord.
另外一个主的日子。
So they wanted their tower to reach way up into heaven.
所以他们要他的塔呢直通天顶。
Now when God saw how their minds were made up,
所以当上帝看到他们的心思已经决定了。
Here's what the Bible says, reading from verse 5.
我们看第五节。
And the Lord came down to see the city and tower.Which the children of men built.
耶和华降临要看看世人所建造的城和塔。
And the Lord said, Behold, the people is one.
看了他们成为一样的人民。
And they have all one speech.
都是一样的言语。
And now nothing will be restrained from them.
如今即做起这事来以后，他们所要做的事就没有不成就的。
Which they have imagined to do.
因为他们都是已经想好要做。
What was God saying?
上帝在做想在
God looked down,
他看下来
and he saw,
他看到
that the builders of the Tower of Babel,
这些世人所建造的城和塔
their minds were so made up,
他们已经那么的决定了
they were so determined,
那么的立志了
that God himself had to come down,
甚至耶和华本身要降临
and put an end to their ambitions.
来结束他们的这理想
The only power in the universe.
在这个世界宇宙上唯一能力
that could change their minds.
能够改变人心思的能力
was God himself.
就是上帝本身
And so God came down.
所以上帝就降临
and confounded their languages.
把他们的口音变乱
That is how God put an end to that tower.
这就是上帝如何结束他们建塔
What am I saying?
我在说什么
When your mind is made up to do something,
当你心思决定之后
there is no power on earth,
任何地上的能力
that can stop you,
能够改变你
Those early apostles,
之前早期的
their minds were made up,
他们做好决定
to take the gospel,
把这个福音带到各地
and the more they were persecuted,
他们就受了更多的逼迫
the more they were killed,
更多的杀害
the faster the gospel spread,
福音就更广传。
Because their minds,
因为他们的心
思 in their heart,
在他们的心里
they were determined,
已经立志
not even death,
甚至是死亡
the greatest enemy,
我们最大的敌人
not even death,
就算是死亡
will stop us
能够改
变 from proclaiming the word of God,
停止我们宣传上帝
的 and as a result of that kind of mind,
这样的心思呢
Paul tells us,
保罗告诉我们
that the gospel was preached to every creature under heaven back in his day,
就在那个时候福音传遍了当时的广天下
the night is far spent,
黑夜已经过去
the day is at hand, my friends,
朋友们，白昼将近。
If this is the case,
如果这是事
God needs you and me to make up our minds.
上帝就要你和我立志。
Either serve God,
你不是要侍奉上帝
or leave God alone,
就把上帝撇在一边。
Serve God,
侍奉上帝
or serve Baal,
或者是侍奉巴利。
Serve God,
侍奉上帝
or serve self,
或者侍奉自己。
And this is the decision,
这个就是我们的决定。
That I want you to make tonight.
你今晚要做的决定
Make up your mind,
要下定决心
that since you believe,
既然你已经相信
that the day is at hand,
那日子就快来到
at hand means close,
就是快来到了
that you will commit yourself,
那你就会献上你自己
whatever time you have left,
无论你剩下的时光有多少
and tonight may be your last night on this earth,
可能今晚就是你最后的一晚
There isn't a man or a woman in this building,
在这里的所有的男女
who has a receipt
能够有说一个收据
for a long life
说这个收据保证你永远的可以长命
we have the assurance that we're alive now
当然今天我们有保证今天我们活着
you don't know where you'll be tomorrow
但是明天我们不晓得
that's why the Bible says now
所以圣经说
is the accepted time
就是被接受的
so what I am asking you,
所以我要告诉你的
it is really what God is asking you,
就是其实是上帝要告诉你
as you look at your life,
当你看看自己的人
and all the possibilities that lie before you,
以及以后的人生的所有的可能性
an education,
教育
a husband or wife,
丈夫或妻子
a secure profession,
一个好的职业
two, three, four, five children,
三到五个的孩子
respect in the community,
在社会上有地位。
As you look at these things,
当你看到这一切东西
，Where do you place the gospel of Jesus Christ?
你把上帝耶稣基督的福音放在哪个格位呢
？Is it number one?
是第一位吗
？Does Matthew 6:33 mean anything to you and me? 马太
福音六章三十三节在你心中有什么意思
？Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
你们要先寻求他的国
and his righteousness.
和他的义。
This is the mind
这就是我们的心
思 that God looks for
是上帝在寻找
in anyone who professes to believe
就是说人任何在承认有神的
that the day is at hand
就是白昼将近
We look at one more example
我们再来看看另一个例子
of a mind that was made up
看看一个心思已经决定的例子
and only God could have stopped that mind
也只有上帝能够改变阻止这样的心思
Genesis 22
再看看创世纪二十二章
We're familiar with the story in that chapter.
这个故事我们大家都晓得。
God has commanded Abraham to sacrifice Isaac.
上帝命令这个亚伯拉罕把自己的孩子献上。
It was the toughest test.
这是最大的考验。
Anyone in the Bible has ever had to suffer.
在圣经中里头最大的一个考验。
What Abraham went through.
亚伯拉罕所经过的。
Was harder.
是最难的。
Than what Job suffered when he lost all 10 children in one day.
远比约瑟在一天里面把失去所有的儿女更为重要，更为难。
Because what Abraham suffered,
因为亚伯兰所经验的
is to symbolize what God suffered when He gave up His Son.
是要预表当上帝要把自己的儿子献上的时候。
So God told Abraham to sacrifice Isaac.
所以上帝叫亚伯拉罕把自己的儿子献上。
Let's read from verse 1.
我们从第一节开始。
And after these things, God tempted Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am.
这些事以后，上帝要试验亚伯拉罕，就呼叫他说，亚伯拉罕，他说，我在这里。
And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest.
上帝说，你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子。
And get thee into the land of Moriah.
你所爱的以撒往摩利亚地区。
An offering there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I shall tell thee of.
在我所要指示你的山上把它献为燔祭。
Now, God speaks to Abraham clearly, it seems to be one evening.
亚伯拉罕清早些上帝跟他讲的话是很清晰的。
Verse 3.
第三节。
And Abraham rose up early in the morning.
亚伯拉罕清早起来。
The first opportunity he had.
这个第一个他拥有的机会。
To respond to what God said.
来感应上帝。
Abraham took it.
亚伯拉罕接受。
And so Abraham rose up early in the morning.
所以亚伯拉罕清早起来。
And saddled his ass.
背上驴。
And took two of his young men with him.
带着两个仆人。
And Isaac his son.
和他儿子以撒。
And cleared the wood for the burnt offering.
也劈好了燔祭的柴。
And rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him.
就起身往上帝所指示他的地方去。
Abraham began to move. He began to act.
亚伯拉罕开始行动。
Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off.
到了第三日，亚伯拉罕举目远远地看见那地方。
And Abraham said unto his young men,
亚伯拉罕对他的仆人说，
Abide ye here with the ass.
你们和驴在此等候。
And I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you.
我与童子往那里去拜一拜，就回到你们这里。
And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering.
亚伯拉罕就把燔祭的柴
and laid it upon Isaac his son,
放在他儿子以撒身上
and he took the fire in his hand,
自己手里拿着火鱼刀
and the knife,
于是和刀
and they went, both of them together,
于是两人同行
we see Abraham,
我们看到亚伯拉罕
with great determination,
有已经立定决心
his mind is made up,
他心思已经决定了
he will sacrifice this boy,
他会献上这位
孩子 and no power on earth,
所以在地上任何的能力
as painful as it was,
就算是无论 多么的伤痛
no power on earth could stop Abraham.
在地上任何的能力都不能阻挡我
Let's get down to verse 9.
第九节
And he came to the place which God had told him of.
他们到了上帝所指示的地方
And Abraham built an altar there.
亚伯兰在那里筑坛
And laid the wood in order.
把柴摆好
And bound Isaac his son.
捆绑他的儿子以撒
And laid him on the altar upon the wood. 放
在坛的柴上
Then verse 11.
十一节
Or verse 10.
第十节
Then Abraham stretched forth his hand.
亚伯拉罕就伸手拿刀
And took the knife.
要拿刀
To slay his son.
要杀他的儿子
Everything Abraham was doing.
亚伯拉罕所做的每一样事情
Led up to this one moment.
就是来到这一个时刻
It was in his heart.
在他的心里头
To sacrifice his son.
就是要献上他的儿子。
It was a painful decision.
这是一个伤痛的决定。
Many times God asks us to do things that are painful.
很多时候上帝要我们做的都是非常伤痛的。
You are a single mother.
你是一个单亲的。
You have three children.
你有三个儿子。
You just lost your job.
你刚失去了你的职业。
And God says to you, bring the tithe into the storehouse.
上帝说，你要把你的这个十分一和你的所有都献上。
And you're tempted to say to God,
然后你要怎么样对上帝
I have bills to pay.
我有这些所有的账单要付。
And God says, I know that.
上帝说我晓得。
Bring the tithe into the storehouse.
你把这个十分一带到仓库来。
You may be a young person.
你可能是一个年轻人。
You serve God all your life.
你一生侍奉上帝。
You've gone to Sabbath school.
你来到安息日学。
You're a pathfinder.
你曾经站过前锋
队员。You just finished high school.
你已经毕业中学。
And after the school.
来到了这个复灵学校
And here comes the Holy Ghost.
然后圣灵来到
And he tells you, change your mind.
圣灵说你要改变你的想法
Don't be dentistry.
不要读牙科
I want you to be a Bible worker.
我要你做圣经工作者
And you feel that all your dreams are destroyed.
你感觉到你所有的梦想就快破灭了
But Lord,
但是主啊
please let me be a dentist.
让我成为一个牙医
God says no.
上帝说
I want a Bible worker in Papua New Guinea.And I've chosen you.
我已经选了你到巴布亚新几内亚做圣经工作者。
And it's hard and it's tough.
这是个难做的决定。
Because all your friends are dentists.
因为你所有的朋友都是牙医。
But God has put His finger on you.
那么上帝把他的手就放在你身上。
I want you to be a Bible worker.
我要你成为圣经工作者。
Sometimes,
有时候
God asks us things that are hard and difficult.
上帝问我们要求的是难道难做的。
Difficult because of our personal desires and wishes.
难之所以难，是因为我们个人。
When he told Abraham,
当他告诉亚伯拉罕
sacrifice Isaac,
献上牙这个以撒。
This was the boy Abraham longed for with all his heart.
这是亚伯拉罕梦寐以求的一个儿子。
Abraham came into Canaan when he was 75 years old.
亚伯拉罕75岁从来到了迦南。
Isaac was born when Abraham was 100.
以撒在亚伯拉罕100岁的时
候 25 years Abraham waited for that boy.
等了25年。
But Abraham trusted God.
但是亚伯拉罕信靠
上帝。And as hard as it was,
就算这决定有多难
，Abraham made up his mind.
他还是立志要这样。
If God says so,
如果是上帝所说的
，I will sacrifice Isaac.
我就把这个以撒献
上。And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son.
亚伯拉罕把手拿起。拿刀要杀他的儿子。
And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham.
哦，一个天使从天上而来呼叫说，亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。
And he said, Here am I.
亚伯拉罕说，我在此。
And he said, Lay not thy hand upon the lad.
他说，你不要把这个刀杀害在你的童子身上。
Neither do thou anything to him.
一点都不可害他。
For now I know.
现在我知道。
That thou fearest God.
你是敬畏上帝的。
Seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son from me.
因为你没有将你儿子，就是你独生的儿子留下
给我。God says now I know.
上帝说现在我知道。
That you're serious.
你是认真的。
Because you are willing to sacrifice your son.
因为你愿意把自己的孩子献上。
God wants to look at you tonight.
今天晚上上帝看着你。
And say, now I know.
并且要这样说，现在我知道。
That you're serious.
你是认真的。
Because you have made up your mind.
因为你已经下定决心。
Now I know.
现在我知道。
That you're serious about me.
你是认真于我。
And the soonness of my coming.
你认真地对待我即将来到。
Because you have made a commitment.
因为你已经下定决心
to do whatever it takes,
无论有任何的代价
to advance the kingdom of God,
就来进入上帝的国度。
My friends,
朋友们
you and I need to give to God.
你和我都要献上给神。
As we see the day approaching,
当我们看到日子快来
到 a mind that is made up,
一个下定决心的心思
I will put the kingdom of God first.
我要把上帝的国度摆在前面。
Even if it means I have to change some of my personal ambitions.
就算是我现在要改变我自己个人的一些的心思愿望。
I will put the work of God first.
我要把上帝的工作放在首位。
Regardless of what area of work I enter.
无论我要进入任何其他的职业。
If I'm a teacher.
如果我是老师。
I will put the kingdom of God first.
我要把上帝国度先放在首
位。If I'm a doctor.
如果是医生。
I put the kingdom of God first.
我把上帝国度放在
首位。If I'm a lawyer.
如果是律师。
I put the kingdom of God first.
如果上帝国度放在首位。
It is not what work you do.
不论是你做任何的工作。
It is whether or not the gospel is number one in your life or not.
要把上帝的福音放在你的首位。
This is what God wants.
这就是上帝所需要的。
We must cast off the works of God.
我要把这个黑暗都脱去。
We must lay aside anything that looks like service to the world.
把这个所有能够挟制我们成为奴隶的都脱去。
And commit ourselves.
然后献上我们自己。
To serve God.
来侍奉上帝。
With all our heart.
全心全意。
You know, Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2.
保罗在哥林多前书。
He said, When I came to you.
第二章第一、第二节说
I determined to know nothing but Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
我来到你，我什么都不说，就单只说主耶稣基督和他的十字架。
Paul has made up his mind.
保罗已经下定决心。
I am not engaging in any reasoning like the Greeks.
我不要像这些希腊人。
Any long arguments.
在这些漫长的责骂。
I have come and my mind is made up.
我来到你，我已经下定决心。
I am presenting Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
先讲主耶稣基督和他的十字架。
Paul said, "I have determined."
保罗说，我已经立志这样
做。That's my only concern.
这是我唯一所想做的。
You and I.
你和我。
I say again.
我再说。
We must determine.
我们要立志。
That my life.
我的生命。
My life, which God gives me.
上帝所给我的生命。
Let me repeat, my life which God gave me.
让我重复，这个生命是上帝给我的。
Will be used,
用来
for the advancement of the kingdom,
使到福音能够广传。
The days at hand,
白昼将近。
That's what you said.
你是说这样说。
By choosing your theme,
所以你选了这主题。
You said that.
你这样说。
You believe it.
你相信。
You know when Esther was communicating with me.
当佩光和我。
She asked me, "What do you think the theme should be?"
她说我们该选什么主题
And I said, "Well, 6 or 7 themes, I believe."
我把六七个主题向她
And I thought they sounded very nice.
我以为她会想这是
And she said, "No."
佩哥说不要
Or someone told her to say no.
她不要
And I'm glad the person said no. Because I like this. The day is at hand.
这样快到了。
Say it with me.
请跟我说。
The day
白昼
is at hand.
将近。
Say it again.
再说一次。
The day
白昼
is at hand.
将近。
All the women, you say it.
所有的女士们。
Women, that was weak. Say it again.
Men,
say it.
The day is at hand.
Men, you're weak. Say it again.
The day is at hand.
Yes, the day is at hand.
的确, 白昼将近。
How many of you believe that? Let me see your right hand.
有多少人这样深信呢? 请你举手。
Now, don't lie. Raise your right hand. Do you believe that?
你相信, 你真的相信吗?
If you believe that,
如果你真的相信,
you must change the way you behave and think.
你就要改变。
If you found out, you've got an exam in calculus next week, your behavior will change as you prepare for the exam. The day of Christ is at hand. It is close. If you believe that,
如果你相信这一点,
there must be changes in your lives.
你的生命必然要有所改变。
You and I must make decisions.
你和我都要做决定。
So strong.
有力的决定。
That only God.
只有上帝。
Can change the mind.
才能够改变我们的决定。
You know Joshua, and I'm ending.
结束的时候我们想想。
That great leader Joshua.
这个伟大的领袖耶稣啊。
Towards the end of his life.
He told all the
Israelites gathered before him,
if
it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord,
choose
you this day whom you shall serve.
Choose.
Make up your mind, says Joshua.
换句话说, 耶稣要说,
and that verse ends with these words from Joshua.
耶稣啊,
as for me and my house,
至于我和我的家人,
who can finish that verse?
可以完成这句子。
Now, listen to the words again.
再听一次。
As for me and my house,
至于我和我的家人,
now Joshua could have said, as for my house,
也许啊,本可以说, 至于我的家人,
and that would have included him.
我的家人也包括我在内啊。
But Joshua wants to make it clear that he is an individual in his house.
在这家人里面,
and while he is part of a family,
他是一个家庭的一份子,
he has a responsibility to God to make individual decisions.
要个人做一个决定。
And so what Joshua is really saying,
所以耶稣啊其实是这样说,
if my family
如果我的家人,
leaves God,
离开上帝,
I am not going with them because they're my family.
我不会因为是他们是家人,
if my family leaves God, I will serve God.
如果我的家人离开,
that's what it means by as for me and my house.
他这样说, 至于我和我的家人,
you have to make that kind of decision. I'm not trying to split up families. I'm not doing that. In the judgment, you don't go before God with your family. You don't take your husband with you.
你不用,
when you answer for your life, you stand alone before God.
那你站在上帝面前审判的时候,
make a decision tonight.
你今晚就要做自己,
as an individual, that's what I'm saying.
是一个个人的决定。
Father,
父啊,
I give my life to you.
我把我的生命献上,
for the sake of of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
为了主耶稣基督的福音而献上。
That doesn't mean you don't go to school.
这并不是代表说你不用上学。
You go to school.
你还是要上学。
But you begin to think.
但是你现在开始思考。
Now how can I use engineering?
我怎么样用我的这个工程?
For the gospel. You begin to think differently.
你思想改变。
No, I'm a doctor.
是的,
or I want to be a doctor.
哦, 我要成为医生。
How can I use that?
我要怎么样应用这个职业?
For the kingdom of God.
来,
how can I influence my patients to accept Jesus Christ? What kind of music will I play in my office?
放什么音乐
？What kind of literature will I have？
我有什么的刊物
？Can I offer to pray for them？
我可以为他们祷告。
So that when the mind is made up，
当我们的心思已经决定了
，you begin to think how，
你就开始想如何去进行。
I'm in a secular university。
我在这个外面的大学读书。
I see all my friends drinking and smoking and partying。
看到他们呢，就是荒宴醉酒的。
How can I point them to Christ？
我怎样带领他们来到耶稣的面前？这就是
of someone who believes
一个相信的人的心思。
The days at hand，
白昼将
近。I'm in high school，
我在中学。
All my friends are wild，
我这些朋友们都。
How can I so live my life？
怎样的我的生命要怎样活
？That my friends will recognize I am different，
好让我朋友看到我是不同的。
Think，
要思考。
If the days at hand。
如果白昼将近
，commit yourself to the kingdom of God，
你就要把自己为了上帝的国度而献上。
You know, God's problem is not the Buddhists。
上帝的问题不在于其他的信徒。
The Buddhists are not a problem for God。
这些佛教徒不是上帝的问题。
God's problem is not the Hindus，
也不是那些印度教徒。
Hindus are not a problem。
对上帝来说，这不是问题。
God's problem is not Islam。
对上帝来说，问题也不是
在。Islam is not a problem for God。
穆斯林的身上。
God's problem is Seventh-day Adventists。
上帝问题出现在复临信徒身上。
It's something that bothers me very much.
这对我来说非常的烦扰我。
If you read the Bible,
如果你读圣经
，from Genesis to Revelation,
从这个创世纪到
Every enemy of the Israelites got destroyed.
每一个上帝的敌人，上帝都歼灭。
Or he stopped them, or he took care of them.
阻止他们的计划。
The Amalekites.The Amalekites.
这是这个玛利亚。
God sent Saul to deal with them.
上帝说他们要被消灭。
Saul left the king alive, but largely the nation was destroyed.
当然，扫罗把他们杀了，但是把财物带回来。
When the Egyptians pursued the Israelites through the Red Sea,
当这个埃及追赶这些以色列
，God drowned the entire Egyptian army.
上帝把所有的埃及兵士都沉入这个
In Judges chapter 4,
海中，在这个。这个四世纪第四章。
When the Canaanites attacked the Israelites，
但是迦南人在
God destroyed the entire Canaanite army。
以色列人时候，上帝把所有的迦南人都歼灭。
In Second Chronicles chapter 20，
历代志下第二十章。
When three armies came against Judah，
当三个军队来到这个犹大。
Jehoshaphat prayed，
约沙法这样的祷告。
And God caused the three armies to fight themselves，
上帝把这三个同盟的这个敌人互相的
攻打，
自己互相残杀。
When the Israelites were in Babylon，
当以色列在巴比伦的时候
，and life was difficult，
在那边生活困苦。
God sent Cyrus the Persian，
上帝把这个波斯的这个王古列王
，to punish the Babylonians。
来惩罚巴比伦。
Every time an enemy has come up against Israel，
每一次上帝有这个敌人来到以色列的时候
，God has dealt with that enemy。
上帝亲自的。
I say again，
我想说
，God's problem has never been the enemies of Israel。
上帝的问题绝对不是在于其他以色列人敌人上。
But God's biggest headache from Genesis to Revelation。
但是上帝最大的难题，从创世纪到启示录
，has always been and remains，
永远还是一样的同样的问题。
How can I reach my people？
我怎样可以赢得我自己
？How can I wake them up？
我怎样可以唤醒他们
？That they may understand，
使他们能够明了。
I have a mission for them。
我对他们有一个使命。
We are as much God's people today。
我们也同样今天是上帝的子民
as the Israelites were in the Old Testament，
就好像以前的古以色列人一样
and God has the same problem，
上帝同样的有这个问题。
How can I wake up Seventh-day Adventists？
我怎样可以把复临信徒唤醒呢？
Why are we worrying about the Buddhists? How to win the Buddhists？
当我们在为什么要想到怎样赢得这些佛教徒？
How to win the Hindu？
这些基督教徒
，or the Hindi， how to win the Muslim，
这些穆斯林教
，how to win the atheist，
这些无神主义的人。
God is saying， will someone tell me how to win my people？
有没有人可以告诉我？上帝说，有没有人可以告诉我怎样赢得我的
心 ？They are focused on everything in this life except the gospel。
因为他们专注于在所有世上的东西，除了福音。
But tonight，
但是今天晚上。
You and I can make decisions.
你和我可以做决定。
Lord, I give you my life tonight.
主啊，今天晚上我把我生命。
And my commitment to you is this.
而我对你所下的这个。
In whatever I do.
我神啊，我做的任何事情啊。
I will try to advance.
我要向前努力。
Your kingdom.
努力你的国度。
Because I believe.
因为我相信
I believe what?
我相信什么呢?
The day is at hand.
白昼将
近。One more time. How many of you believe the day is at hand?
你们多少人相信白昼将近?
All right. How many of you will make that kind of commitment to God tonight? Father,
有多少人愿意这样说父啊?
I give my life to you.
我把生命献上。
It belongs to you.
属于你。
By creation,
从创造
and salvation.
你的救赎
I give you my life.
我把生命献上
Use me.
使用我
To advance the kingdom.
使你的国度能够来到
Who will make that kind of commitment?
愿意做这样的决定
Anyone carefully, don't raise your hand wildly, carefully. Think and raise your hand. God bless you. If you raise your hand, stand up wherever you are.
如果你举手的话
Who will make that commitment? I'm really serious.
我认真地问你这个
God does not need a large crowd.
上帝不需要一大群的人
God needs a large heart.
上帝需要一个有一个诚恳的心。
Gideon began a war with 33,000 men.
基甸开始战争有33,000人。
God said you have too many.
上帝说太多了。
Gideon must have been shocked.
基甸感到惊讶。
Reduce the numbers, Gideon.
减少你的兵士。
Reduce the numbers to 10,000.
减少到10,000。
God said you have too many.
上帝说还是太多了。
Reduce the numbers.
再减少吧。
Came down to 300.
来到300。
Now, there are almost 7 billion people in the world today.
今天大概有70亿的人。
There are 14, 15 million Adventists.
有4,000到5,000万的。
Is it possible God is saying, too many Adventists?
上帝会不会说太多福音信徒
I don't need that many to do my work.
我不需要这么多来完成
工作。I just need 144,000.
我只需要144,000。
Committed.
你就献上。
In whose mouth is no guile.
在口中没有任何瑕疵。
Who stand without fault before the throne.
没有谎言，也没有瑕疵。
That's all I need, says God.
这就是我所需要的。
Not large numbers.
不是一个大组的人。
But large hearts.
但是有个诚恳的心。
And you have stood to say.
你会这样的站着说。
I want to be part of that army.
主啊，我愿意成为这军里的一个。
If the commitment you've made tonight is sincere.
如果今天晚上你所献上的是诚恳的
God will bless you.
上帝会祝福你
I tell you, he will bless you.
我告诉你上帝会祝福你
He will grant you the desires of your heart.
他会让你得偿所愿
At the same time as he uses you to advance his kingdom.
同时他会使用你使他的国度更快的到来
You did not come here for vacation.
你不是来这里度假
Let's bow our heads.
我们祷告
Father in heaven.
我们在天上的父
The message was perhaps a little tough.
也许这是一个比较难接受的信息。
But I pray that God that hearts were touched.
但是希望每一个人心受感动。
Eyes opened.
眼睛打开。
I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ.
打开的时候，我们也要问耶稣。
Accept the commitments that have been made.
请你接受我们这样的献上。
I personally recommit my life to you, there, Father.
我个人再一次的献上父。
For the sake of the gospel.
为了福音。
All my life.
我的全身
All my abilities
我的所能
All my physical strength
我的所有的体力
I commit them unconditionally
我完全无条件的献上
To advancing your kingdom
好让你的国度快到
Accept my commitment
请你接受我的献上
Accept the commitment of my brothers and sisters
也接受我弟兄姊妹的
Father take fear out of our hearts
不把父啊把我们的恐惧除去
And let us put the kingdom of God first.
也帮助我们先寻求上帝的。
Bless every young man and woman.
赐福当中所有青年男女。
Every older person.
我们长辈们。
Every parent.
我们的父母们。
Put your spirit in our hearts.
把你的灵放在我们心中。
Use us, Lord, to hasten the coming of Christ.
使用我们使主快来。
And keep us faithful until the end.
保守我们直到末。
Save us at last, we pray.
救我们，我们祷告。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
此节目由巨响媒体为您精心呈现。若想收听更多节目，请您浏览 www.loudvoicemedia.com。